From the time you go to bed to your middle-of-the-night bathroom run until you wake her up in that special way. The Deep Night Ticket rolls on. From the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah, it's the Will Hollow Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound Late Night Show.
Joyce, get ready to shake that ass on stage.
Oh, yeah. We may have her bed pay off for Picks with Friends. It's the Late Night Roundtable. How about we go to the phones? What do you say?
Let's do it.
EA, where are we going?
Meredith.
Meredith, you are on the ticket, late night.
Hey, how are y'all?
Okay, how are you doing?
Doing good. I'm a Parker County V1 and just wanted to see how your night was going.
Not bad. I think we have more listeners than we ever knew out in Parker County. That's where the...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in Parker County?
Oh, yeah.
We're not in Parker County.
Names.
Joy.
Kind of thought you might be west of Fort Worth, so...
Why, you want to come by?
I mean, I have a margarita machine. We can bring some frozen awesomes, like, in 15 minutes.
Donnie?
Huh?
Huh? You didn't hear what you said?
I did not, no.
You said she had a margarita machine. She could bring it by.
Oh, okay.
Frozen awesomes.
Yeah.
I love frozen awesomes.
Like okay, we'll call
like
you back.
A vagina candle.
What? Sorry.
Some Gwyneth vagina candles, that'd be awesome.
Well, we have one.
Would it, though? Yeah, it's Jake's favorite.
It's a nice
Jake's
candle.
Favorite. I know. He's like a P1 of vagina candles.
Yeah, he kind of is. All right, Meredith, thanks for being a P1.
Yes,
thank
so
be
good.
Well.
Yeah, we'll be at Jub Jam. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, thank you very much.
Heck yeah, we'll be at Jub Jam.
Yeah, Jub Jam.
We got a hotel and everything. We'll see you there.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Hey, invite me over. Invite me over.
That's great.
Hey,
June 29th at Gilly's.
Come on over.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Go to thesenior source.org or theticket.com. Get your ticket.
Racker. You're smart.
Racked.
The hoodie. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I brought one.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Felt good all day.
Yeah.
It's going to feel great in that tent.
All right, where are we going now, EA?
Diana.
Diana?
I'm a little scared.
You are on the ticket.
A lot of noise down there.
There is a lot of noise.
What's
hey,
that?
Hey, Sweet D.
It's Sweet D.
Oh, hey, Sweet,
are you
Sweet
the one,
D.
Are you the one that pepper sprayed Fahey?
I sure did.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right.
Officer Torino's.
And didn't one part of that going out, like you had to go out with him?
No.
He went out with a different woman that night that he might have ended up marrying.
Didn't they have a baby together?
I think so.
Have a baby, my baby, be a millionaire.
Do you have any babies?
No. No babies.
No babies.
Not quite.
No babies.
Good for you.
All right, Keith.
That's a good, strong uterine wall.
Oh, my gosh, dude. What do you think of the compound so far?
That was a good day
far?
For me. That was a PR.
I mean, it's awesome.
Okay.
I've been listening all day. I've been driving around all day.
Oh,
you guys have been keeping me company.
What type of birth control do you use?
What do you...
It's a pretty straightforward question, though.
Simple question.
Whatever happened to Fahey?
Still with us?
Is he around?
Like alive?
Yeah.
To my...
That's a good question.
Answer the question?
Okay.
No?
Maybe?
I don't know. Hello?
He's fine.
What?
Okay.
Oh, no, we moved on to Fahey Day.
Sorry.
What kind of birth control?
Oh.
None.
Uh-oh.
No. Mm. That's the way to do it.
Old school. No need.
No.
Sometimes those things will mess up your hormones.
Yeah. You know
exactly.
What? There was no such thing as birth control for like 2,000 years.
What?
Or Coke Zero.
It's true.
So anyway,
Jesus did.
You know, I
didn't
enjoy
a Coke Zero.
I never really thought of it that way.
That's when.
But he's right.
He is right. Yeah. When you're right, dude. Yeah. It makes perfect.
Things change over time.
You just got to adapt.
All right, Sweet D. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
Sweet D.
Bye.
Bye.
She sounds sweet.
Yeah. All right, so EA, sweet. Where are we going now?
Maddie,
you are on the ticket.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm Mads.
I am well.
So relief familiar.
Is that Corby?
Yeah, that's Corby.
Hey, Corby, so I actually have something to say to you. I was at Summer Bash. And you probably don't remember this, but I asked you, I told you that I would be your assistant and that I quit my job on the spot. And I just wanted you to know that the offer still stands.
Well, thank you. And you
like
know what?
A personal assistant?
I may take you up on that. I have a lot of things.
You do
going
always
on.
Have very something generic. Going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, and I
just
help organizing those things, so I could use you.
Okay, well,
on
just
Team
let me
Corby.
Know.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to come to Summer Bash this year?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. It's at the Village. It's June 16th, if I remember reading my copy correctly.
Okay. I 17th? Will make that plan. Good.
What?
16.
It's at the Village, yeah.
16.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Why are you looking at me that? Yes, it's at the Village. Yeah, I'm reading spots for it right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that again?
Is Judge up there?
I am, right here.
Okay. I am from Argyle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
When did you graduate from there?
I graduated in 2017.
Okay, so you know my youngest.
Weird.
Yes, FFA? I do. Yeah. I actually saw you at Jeter's a couple of weeks ago.
Way to go, George.
Oh, nice.
Way to go.
Did he give you his number?
No.
No, stop that.
Hey.
Definitely not.
All right. Well, I'll tell Scotty you said hey.
It's a big man.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Look over there.
You know, you know what I do, right?
Of my son. Stop it.
That's right.
No.
I'm the only son of a bitch that kills it on the radio in Argyle.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
We're having fun.
Maddie. Anyway.
That's all it is. All
right.
Is Woodford being had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit.
Sounds good. Especially by
Corby.
Dunham's a last name.
Oh, my God. I'm having a Cabernet.
Oh,
very nice.
That's yummy.
All right. Well, go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Bye, Maddie.
That's Maddie, 2017 graduate job.
That's just weird.
All of a sudden, that was six years ago.
Mm-hmm. People so do 24, 25 years
like
old.
We're only like 2 years away from 2017.
Yeah, she's like 35.
What was going on at Gooch's last weekend or wherever?
Jeter's, Bartonville store. Bartonville store.
Gooch's.
We played there a couple weeks ago.
At the store?
Yeah, it's a restaurant bar.
Oh,
it's called the Bartonville store.
It's like a feed
Jeter's,
store.
It's on Jeter's. It actually used to be. It's the oldest building in Denton County.
Braggart.
And they fixed it back up.
We have a Gordon.
What's happening?
Look at there.
Yeah, why do we care?
Uh-oh. About what?
That it's the oldest building in Denton County.
Jeez, why are you making a run at it?
It is on.
I'm saying, why is that?
This is so tense.
But why is that such a fact that I want to hear?
There's a yellow and white can of beer in that green cooler.
Name an older one.
Oh, I don't care. That's my whole point.
Well, that's what I've become.
But I'm right there.
I'm not going to point out the older building in Duncanville.
You were on my side?
Yes, I was. He was attacking.
Name an older one.
I'm not attacking him.
Local buzz?
I'm just asking him, why is that a fact that I want to hear?
Danger.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Jump on it like a grenade and save us.
Just throw it behind your back.
You should have shotgunned it. It was.
Hey, do you know the trick of how to make it not explode like that?
Don't throw it.
Catch it.
Hang on, let me go wash my face.
Don't cut it.
You threw it like freaking Nolan Ryan.
But on Better Call Saul, Howard did this thing where he would twist the can around, and I tried it, and it worked.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Of course he exploded a beer everywhere.
I didn't do it. You opened it.
You threw it too hard.
I didn't throw it too hard.
Now you made a man. Yeah,
I threw it just right.
No. It was the oldest beer in the
You threw it like my wife throws the remote control. You ever notice that women never put loft on it?
Yeah.
They just like
they
throw
just
you
hum it at you.
Yeah. Throw you a fastball. That's what Gordo just did. You got to put some loft on that thing. Just
sometimes you don't need to put any loft.
Sometimes when he touch throws, you know?
Yeah.
No layers.
Okay, because George is saying I throw like a girl, huh?
I didn't say that.
It's like Chad Hutchinson. It's just everything's a laser.
Not everything's a fastball.
Right.
Chutch.
All right, EA, where are we going?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, you are on the ticket.
Could be a dude.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Still could be.
Hi, Gordon.
How are you? Hi. Is this
Bob.
Lindsay from...
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Another state?
You know where it is.
South Carolina.
Yes, you do.
All the way up there.
Yeah.
You're calling from South Carolina or you're from?
I live in South Carolina.
Oh.
South Carolina.
Are y'all really there till Saturday? Raise up.
Take what? Your shirt off. Take your brother.
Yeah, PD Pablo. Are y'all really there till Saturday?
What?
What about Saturday?
Your promos say you're there till Saturday.
Friday evening.
Yeah, basically.
7 p.m. Friday.
So three nights.
I may stay here. It's a great place. I may stay here.
We round up.
We do have a Stars game to get to on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys have 12.9, so.
What is that?
A rating.
Oh.
You know, we don't even look at the ratings.
Don't look at
that.
Yeah. What are they?
Lindsay, you know what I say, and that is that success is leased, not owned, and rent is due every day.
Doggone right.
Yep.
Yeah, we heard they were good, but we're focused on today.
That's right.
Yeah, that's ancient history.
Who did you hear was good?
What's that?
Nothing.
So.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Come on and raise
up. Take your shirt off.
Go Gamecocks.
Twist around your hips.
Get it like
a cock. I have a question, though, and it's not anything to do with boobs.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Because it's not past 11 o'clock. I feel like you can't even ask that.
That's right.
Can anyone be quiet?
We can talk about
it.
Wait a minute.
Great point.
Wait, let her speak. Let the woman speak.
Just time zones. I mean.
Go ahead, madam.
Don't call her madam. That was weird.
Madam? Okay, here's a question. Corby. Where do you consider someone where you could deem a madam? How old?
60?
Yeah, at least 70.
Okay, and y'all have all these callers that call in all the time on your compounds, and they exaggerate or they do not state their real age. And I think it's kind of curious, what do you guys think is a good, perfect age for each of y'all? Y'all
for a woman?
For a woman?
81.
Yeah.
And he's not lying.
Well, that's for Jake.
Yeah. And involved in the homemaking marketing game.
Sexiness knows no age.
That's true. That is true. Actually true.
No, he's right.
I would actually say it does know an age, and that age is 18 at least, Gordon.
Well, yeah.
So the sexiness does have some age.
Yeah,
ages.
Now.
The legality of it, yes.
So you're saying if those weren't a law.
Jake, those are the laws of man.
I mean.
If we're just speaking objectively.
Yeah. 19's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can turn off our mics. EA, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, that's not too far.
What?
Couldn't get it out.
34. Wait, George is defending your old? Wait, what?
19. She's over 18.
No, dude.
Wait, how old is this girl?
19 is not over 18.
In fairness, 19 is over 18.
Yes, but still, 34 dating 19.
Not quite
right. It's a little unusual, but I don't think it's
not right.
It's not quite true.
It should be illegal.
I am going to say perfection is around 42-ish.
Okay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
I'll say 69.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but with what age?
Thank you, Lindsay.
Cheap.
Junior, I don't think you'd ever give a real answer.
Okay, seriously, I'll say 102.
Okay, you're an idiot.
Where's Bob?
Hey, what's up?
You're on the stand now.
You can't Bob? Skate.
Bob, yes. I need a diamond.
Do you know?
Well, Bob had some diamonds, but there was
I'm sure he
a
does.
Lot of
poo-poo.
Wait, how old are you?
38.
What's your perfect
39.
Age?
I just turned 39 two days ago.
Yeah, that's a good age.
Oh, happy birthday. What's your perfect age for a man?
Ooh, 27, 28?
Okay, that's a little young.
No, maybe more like 30.
So do you date younger?
Well, I'm 39, and my perfect age is 30.
Are you married?
You like to be the mommy?
I don't like. Okay, I guess technically, if they had stepkids, or if they had kids, I would maybe want that. But no, I have no kids.
No, the mommy of them.
30.
Right, that's
I get
9 years. It's not mommy.
That's Jake's deal.
Yeah.
Poor no.
The one drop he has.
Are you married? Oh, no. Are you married, Lindsay,
also
now?
Also a slave.
I'm free of all encumbrances.
What?
I'm free of anything. I'm 39, single, no kid.
Okay. That's cool.
What's your preferred method of birth control?
None. This is the
I know
this
what
is the Tony the Engineer menopause.
What about
Why are you so fast?
Why do you love birth control so much?
Doing a focus group. Crap.
What?
I said, don't compare this conversation with Tony the Engineer's menopause obsession.
Yeah, that was weird. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, way to go, Dave. Speaking of menopause,
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, he's Tony here right now.
Do you like your menopause?
Okay, Lindsay.
Menopause, make
party on.
You guys have fun. Weird.
I'm at a girl Lindsay menopause.
What happened to you? How long your hot flashes last?
Do you pass out during your hot flashes?
Are we supposed to stay on the clock, or does
yes
it matter?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Really.
Yeah.
Let's do more tickets.
We're riding the clock. We're menopause late.
Are you allowed to lube during menopause?
If you're early to bed and early to rise, you're lame because you're missing out on the Deep Night Ticket during the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Got a buddy of mine, if you hit a putt past the hole, he'll do this dance and sing bye 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 from NSYNC. And it's hilarious.
Have you thrown your putter at him yet?
No?
Every time?
Every time. If you putt it past,
you can do the dance.
Go bye bye. Just sit around. It's great. 10:39. It's the Deep Night Ticket, the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants. We have Junior and Corby and Davey and Moose, Gordon. Jake's around here somewhere. Having a good time here, man.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I mean, I'm partying.
Grabbing the dog.
Right now.
What are you doing?
Effing
you
it up.
To focus.
You guys effing it up a little bit?
All right. What do you want to do, Donnie?
Oh.
You took it out. Yeah.
Huh?
You got to make the
you
call.
You proclaimed your there's captaincy a guy, of this
no,
segment.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to.
There's a guy on the line that claims that he was at the bus station with Corby. You want
right
to talk to him?
Bring him up. Let's do it. Who is this, EA?
Chris.
Chris, talk to us.
Evening, gents.
What's up?
Hi, Chris.
Morning,
hi,
morning,
Chris.
Morning, 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 men.
It's actually a Cruz and Lito.
Oh, it's Cruz.
Cruz.
Yeah, you got Chris wrong. It's okay. So I wanted to tell this quick story. I would say I'm living in Alito, but I was staying in Dallas for work just to get to the convenient place. And it was an actual day. Oh. Yeah, like that's, yeah, who wants to drive? Anyway, so I'm on my way. So I get an Uber to the bus station, right? Because it's pretty late. So I pre-gamed on my own by myself, a restaurant of my choosing. So I get my Uber, I go down to get him, and it's a little strange experience. But anyway, stopped at a local convenience store right on the way, got me a 24-ounce beer of my choosing, paper sack. So if you guys don't know, ever had a 24-ounce in a paper sack, it's pretty cool. So I get dropped off at the bus station, right? And I'm like, and where's the fanfare? Like, I thought it was going to be like a bus with cheerleaders, and there's nothing going on. So,
in the worst part of Dallas at midnight on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you
or
remember
whatever
me
night
now.
That was.
Saturday,
it
was wasn't it?
Thursday, wasn't it?
Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was no fanfare. That was kind of the point.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. So, I get it.
It was
so
real life.
Yeah, that was real. Oh, it was so real.
The extras that they had hired to go on the bus with me, they looked so real. That hopeless homeless person. They looked just like the movies. Have you seen the movies? Did they get movies where you are? You look just like the friendly grandpa from Home Alone. So old.
Man, I just wish you guys could have seen the look on Snake's face when I first walked in. I was the first one there.
So glad to see you.
He's at the kiosk, and he's trying to
Check in.
He's trying to check in, right.
I had no idea what to do. And then, I knew that I had tickets, but
they didn't have somebody behind a counter or anything?
There was no one there.
Excuse me. Where's the concierge? I need to check in.
I'm speaking
Is
French.
Is my bus suite available? Is this lane for white glove service?
It was so funny because he just looked up at me with these puppy dog eyes. And I was like, it's real now, huh, ML?
How funny.
Real now. Yeah. Everything. Oh, no, it's not going to be bad. It's going to be great. Everything is fine.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never said, oh, it's going to be great.
But then when you had to walk to the counter, you looked at me and said, watch these. It is his bags. Oh, man, I was so glorious.
You couldn't go kill time in the Admiral's Club?
Oh, my God. Excuse me, ma'am, I'm here to check in as king of the bus. Maybe you've heard of me. I'm the president of this bus. Oh, no. The waiting room inside the bus station at midnight on a Thursday is stunning.
Does Greyhound have
like a
VIP
hospital
lounge?
It's like a hospital for a procedure.
No. Yeah, it was wild.
Very quiet.
Well, Cruz, thanks for coming.
Way to go, Cruz.
Well, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, will you please let him finish, Corby?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm P1 minute one, so yeah, I got it, Gordo. So anyway, so the security guard handler, I'm like, hey, where's everything going on? And I said, I'm not traveling. I'm meeting a friend to see him off. You know, that was my bit. Like, oh, we're just going inside and check it out. As soon as I get to the doors to open to just peer in, Corby's staring right dead in the eye, 20 feet from me.
So,
he's in a red jacket. So, you know, I introduced myself and I asked him if I could take a pic, you know, from a TikTok. That's where I met Donnie. And it was very awkward because, it was like you're going to a clinic. It's like very quiet. No one really talks. It's like a library.
Yeah, no one's saying a word.
By the way, that red jacket he saw you in, didn't you burn it?
I did. Hey, but yeah, I'll give you this. So they were friendly. And then I was waiting, and the dude with the squirrel costume had it over his wrist or something. Yeah. I don't know the gentleman. But so they were kind of like, it was like a few, it was only just bros. It was really just like, I don't know how many people, 4 people, 5 people, 6 people. Jake was there. And I had to help some.
Sounds like an Oakland A's home game.
Okay, Norm.
Cool.
Thank you.
So I helped. I had to help an international person translate.
Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, Cruz will finish his story.
What's wrong? Well, anyway, I'll get there. That was it. That was a bit.
Okay. Way to go, Cruz.
Yay. Yay.
Good P1.
Best friends.
Even though Donovan was busting on you.
I didn't say a word. What do you want me to do? He was telling a story.
A long one.
Wasn't audible, but okay.
Who put out the vag candle?
I didn't touch it.
I was the one who lit it.
It's keeping the skeeters away,
Quit
isn't it?
Quit doing bits with vagina candles.
Smell it.
Do y'all have like?
Let's see. It does have a quality.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
As I said, it's date night.
Yeah.
What flavors is HPV?
Okay. Corby can identify all the STDs by smell.
I went to TCU, man. No, this is more crabs. I know the smell of all of them.
This is Gwyneth's candle.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And it's all.
Sure.
When you try to order them, it's all categorized.
I'm just going to hang on to this.
Got to go to your room by yourself there.
Right.
The Junes.
Crabs.
Eating out.
Okay.
Norm.
Yeah.
That's not really how we.
On that note.
Innuendo.
And then got a memo.
Right.
Let's take a break and we'll come back.
Do we need a break, EA?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Deep night ticket.
Anything goes, and usually does, during the Deep Night Ticket. Live from the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Higwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
Okay, Craig, it's 10:50 here on Hardline again.
Ooh, River Monsters.
Yes, Corby.
River Monsters?
You watch that?
Love it.
Your boys like that? Yeah,
love it.
To watch with my youngest.
Yeah, it's a good one. So we are out here pushing 11 o'clock. It feels good out here.
It feels awesome.
It's great. Like,
yeah, the cold air coming off that river feels... Oh.
Ooh.
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 Eh.
How many of you guys have been here in this part of Colorado? I mean,
damn it, Junior.
I mean, Texas.
Ish. Never.
You wish you had a tent right now, huh?
I'm telling you, I walked out there. I could not believe the amount of noise.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I welcome
from the bugs and stuff.
Coyotes, frogs.
You'll be on the couch.
All kinds of critters.
You'll hear the donkey all night, too.
Yeah, the frogs down there are humming.
What the hell is happening on this show?
He catches weird fish around the world.
Yeah.
But why is it like in half?
That one got hit by a piranha, probably.
Or a bus.
Why do you guys love this?
Those just joining
stuff.
Us, we have
a fish did not get hit
TV
by a bus.
TV around our
well,
campfire.
I feel like you guys is doing a lot of lifting in that sentence. What do you mean?
We don't have
you
a
guys,
campfire.
Exactly what I said. Because you said river monsters. Oh!
It's an interesting show.
No, it's not.
It is good.
It's dumb.
No, it's good. I don't even like to fish, and I like this show.
Fish sawed in half.
Who cares?
Did you make sure you didn't put your tent on an anthill?
Put it on the grill. Put it on the grill and put some fries around.
I think so, yeah. And I put a tarp down underneath it.
Sawed it in half.
It's a nice area out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
A saw.
No, wasn't a saw either. Could have been a saw fish.
Gosh. Is he using it as bait now?
What did the fish saw?
No, it's a big lure. All right, where are we going now?
Oh, yeah. EA, what's up?
Dan wants to talk to Craig.
It went on again.
From Texarkana.
I tried to burn off a bunch of wax.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan.
You got a short wick, bro.
What?
Hi, Dan.
And there's Dan in Texarkana. Yep.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Put that hammer down.
Well, I got a story to tell you about Festival Corby Davidson.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
So Corby and I went to a festival, and on the first night, he woke up in the
Why
middle of
the
night.
Why are you calling, Danny?
He woke up in the middle of the night.
He texted me, and I gave him the
are
hotline.
Are you serious? All right, hang on. This is a good story.
What's the story?
Go ahead.
Let me finish the story.
You can tell where we were, too. It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to do it incognito.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late for that.
Well, okay, so Corby wakes up in the middle of the night and grabs some tacos out of the refrigerator. And then proceed to try to throw my friend out of bed, and he crawls in bed with his wife.
Corby,
I was gonzo.
He was gonzo and sleepwalking, and then didn't say a word about it. And in the morning, he was making breakfast for everyone, and the couple wakes up and said, "Corby, do you remember coming into my room last night?" And he has the most incredible deja vu.
Like this epiphany, like, oh, my God.
I did, because he left the tacos in their bed.
Thanks, buddy. So I walked in and grabbed, like, total sleepwalking.
Pull the covers down.
Total sleepwalking. I grab a styrofoam, like, fish taco out of the fridge and then walk into what I thought was my bedroom, I guess. And it was their bedroom.
Ellington and his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellington.
And
you put down one fish taco and tried to grab another.
Yeah.
Donnie.
We all saw it out there.
None of us went for it.
5 seconds ago.
And our buddy Ross is asleep with his wife, and I go to Ross's side of the bed. Again, I don't remember this, but he was telling me, and he was like, I wake up and you're in my face, and you said, I told him, I go, you're in my bed, get out. And he was like, he looked around and he was like, Corby, I don't think so, man. His wife's right there, you know. And I was like, yeah.
Ross sleeps
get out.
With a mask on.
Yeah,
he sleeps with a mask and earplugs.
Yeah.
Well, at least you brought him tacos.
And I left the tacos on their nightstand. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, on their bed.
Oh, yeah,
At the foot of their bed.
Who was at this festival?
So that was the it was Old Cella. That was the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan.
Oh wow!
And McCartney, Neil Young, The Who, and Roger Waters.
Wow!
Bunch of olds.
It was such a great.
That's unbelievable.
Bunch of olds.
How long ago was that?
Unbelievable.
6 years ago, Danny.
Yeah.
2016. And like Friday night, it was Bob Dylan and the Stones.
I got it.
Saturday, it was Neil Young, McCartney. Sunday, The Who and Roger Waters.
Oh, wow.
God, that sounds terrible.
That was in my backyard.
Did they have horrible afternoon acts? Or it
I
was just
that was it.
Opener headliner? Opener headliner.
That was it.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't pick up my
it
dog
does not sound fun.
In the backyard.
It was all, I mean, well,
if they
you
played.
Know.
Dylan. That was one of the most disappointing nights of my life.
Yeah,
like
he
19,
actually.
19 or 20. I drove to Oklahoma City.
No, we have Bob on now. I mean, his finger picking is really good, but yeah, I don't know his voice.
He's the only one on that list that I could do without. I don't need to see that.
Yeah, everybody else sounds great, though.
You're moving on. Don't think life is all right.
Baby, don't think twice, it's all right. That's like the vaudeville version.
Don't think twice,
vaudeville.
Right. All right, let's hit the phones again.
Let's go. EA.
This is a Ray, Corby's AT&T man.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you been tonight? Feeling good?
We're having fun. How about you, man?
Great, bro. Great.
Great.
Just, you know, chilling, vibing, listening, hanging out.
Good.
Yep. All right.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
Put me down for ticket fight night.
Reverend. Okay. Got you down.
Let's go. You don't want to fight, do you?
No, yeah, I do want to fight.
Oh, you do? Who do you want to fight?
A priest.
Whoever.
Do you have an opponent in mind?
Yeah, we need an angle.
Ray's awesome.
What's your weight class?
180. Triple. No.
All right, we'll find you some. You know what? AT&T fighting like
fight Verizon.
Yeah.
Verizon.
Yes.
T-Mobile. Yeah. Like cricket.
Hey, I guarantee there's somebody else that weighs 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A great point.
You know, like 5'8", 5'9", 180 like me. Perfect.
Maybe even listening
in,
right now.
Yeah, in a city metroplex of 8 million, we can find another one.
I like the stinger, Gord.
Yeah. There we go. Let's roll. Make it happen.
Bye, brother.
Let's roll.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Thanks.
Bye, Ray.
Let's roll is what the guy on Flight 93 said.
That's right.
Yeah. Todd Bridges.
I'd like to keep Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
God.
Right before Todd Bridges threw the coffee in the hijacker's face.
That's right.
Todd Beamer, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Todd Beamer.
It's Todd Mercedes or Todd. No, yeah, you're right. Todd Beamer.
And I'm a fan.
I was trying to keep his legacy going.
Die. Screaming. All right, Chet. Let's go to
Chet.
See, now EA's like, there's no Chet back here.
Let's go to Colin.
Colin.
Listen up.
You're on the ticket, Colin.
Leaders.
Hey.
What's up?
Man, thank y'all for everything. It's been great listening tonight. It's hard to keep a straight face after the last hour of action. But, hey, I'm calling because I had a few Woodford Double Oaks. I'm in my feels right now. I need some help.
Okay.
I'm about to have a baby girl here in 2 weeks, and this is completely foreign territory to me. I have two brothers, three nephews. I have no exposure to girls, and then I hear about Jake's hit list and hear all the hots calling
way
in.
Way to go, Jake.
Dude. Way to go, Jake. It's tough.
All right, let's let Jake, Craig, and Davey handle this call. They all have girls.
Lay it on me, boys.
Make him feel better. Make him feel better.
All I have to say is girls are awesome. And I don't know what it's like to have a boy because I only have the girl, but she's the sweetest. She's the kindest. She's the most fun. And she'll be your best friend.
Oh, see there? Not the right thing. Not the right thing played there by Gordo, but okay.
I echo Davey's sentiments. It's the most fun I've ever had in my life, being a girl dad, and she's the best. And she's only, you know, almost two, so I don't know. I'm sure trouble looms in their teen years. And when they're going to school with guys like Jake who are making a list. But so far, it's great. You will absolutely love it.
Man, honestly, I appreciate it, Junior. I feel like the reason why I'm the most terrified is because I've already got a 2.5-year-old boy, and he's great. But, man, I mean, I'm a sucker with him already, and I know that there's going to be no saying no. There's going to be no disciplinarian out of dad. That's what terrifies me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love both my kids. My daughter's super sweet, super kind. I would say if I had to, like, rate it, probably, like, 70% as sweet and kind as my son. 70% is valuable, 70% as worthy. That's why they're paid 70 cents on the dollar. So, to me, I get it. You know, she's great. 70%
she's doing her best.
Great.
70%, yeah.
Within her limitations.
Of course, maxed out.
Well, boys, I appreciate it. Y'all keep killing it.
Good luck.
Good luck,
man.
Good luck with your kid.
He caught another fish.
Yeah, who cares?
Bye-bye.
I mean, seriously, if he's raised a boy already, the girl is going to be so easy.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
There's
man,
no I don't know about that.
Man, I'm already not so sure about that. And I wanted to be there's no difference guy.
I mean, look, it's all – but what I'm saying is the yin and yang of it all, it's I think that
the
there's just as much –
the beating of it all is the same.
Yes, that's
if
it.
That's what
that's
you're,
it.
At least
– that's it.
But yeah, like I thought this
personalities
was his
are different.
First kid, but now that he knows what the grind is like those first few months, he'll be fine.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not going to be that big a deal.
All right, EA, where are we going?
Blake.
Oh, hey.
Blake Spina.
You're on the ticket.
Hey, EA, is Chet still there?
I just thought I'd call in.
Hey, guys, it's Blake Jones. How you doing?
Oh, hey, it is Blake.
Hey, guys.
Better be good.
Hey, so you remember when I said I could come in your tents? No pun intended. Well, tonight's the night.
Well, okay. Jake's the only one.
Jake's
so,
the only one in the tent.
Yeah, Jake, where are you at?
Come on, Jake. Mm-hmm. Talk to Blake.
Yeah, you know where to find me, Blake.
Wow.
Anytime. Well,
so, what are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, yeah, my God. What's it like?
Out of material. Well, didn't really think there was a level 2 boss.
Rider strike going on.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Why is, though, just any bad fake Blake funny to me? That just,
I got video games.
It's all funny. I love every fake Blake.
This is new.
All right, let's go to.
Let's go to Bruce.
Bruce.
Hey, guys, how are you?
You're on the ticket.
Bruce. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Bruce.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Bruce Bochy. I'm sorry about the game tonight.
Oh, my.
Hey, Skipper.
I'm sorry. I know my bullpen folded like a fourth-grade love letter. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Oh.
See, sorry, people will say, why don't you guys go later?
It's yeah, like, well, it gets dodgy.
Yeah,
it gets really, really dodgy. Bruce, no, hang up.
We could watch Heat. Why
don't you give him a piece of your mind, Jubb?
Yeah, I would rather hear Bruce Levine.
I'm gonna rip him in the morning. All right, see you, Skip.
Yeah, but
that really wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't that bad.
No.
What?
Real Boch is a little deeper, but
sorry,
it wasn't bad.
You guys didn't give him a chance.
That was my norm coming at
what. It was pretty bad.
That would take you. That would take you knowing what Bruce Bochy sounds like.
Do you ever read Bruce Levine tweets in his voice?
Only. Yeah.
That just makes it so much better.
Right.
Right.
Because he tweets like he talks.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I'd screw her even if she was a redhead.
That's exactly how he'd say it, yeah.